Proclamation number 5318, dated the February 16th, 1952. The soul's hardship in the beyond. Intercession. Change of will. The hardship of needy souls in the beyond is immense, for their situation is frequently insufferable because they are surrounded by dense darkness from which they cannot escape. However, the more a soul suffers, the sooner it might analyze itself, reflect on its guilt and look for help, on account of which it will then pursue even the smallest ray of light in the hope of deliverance. Only when it tries to get away from the darkness can it be guided into the light. Prior to this, it would be unable to understand the instructions, but also still too stubborn to accept the latter, so that every loving effort would be in vain. Every soul's will can be recognized by the beings of light, and accordingly they will guide those poor souls to the light who desire it. For these souls are then in a state when they can be given help, since they are willing to accept it and also request to be helped. Then the act of salvation can take effect on these souls, even on those from the abyss. Then Jesus' love and mercy has also affected individual souls in the abyss, and to bring release to them is an extremely rewarding task, to which you humans can contribute greatly with conscious intercession and mental instructions of those who approach you for help. The souls in the beyond know that people on earth still have energy of life, which they lack completely, and therefore gather around people in order to receive strength from them. Admittedly, they don't know how the strength flows to them. Nevertheless, they ask people for what they are lacking, for what they don't have but are able to discern in people. The severe hardship keeps impelling them toward people on earth, even though they often have but a faint memory of the knowledge they had on earth. Consequently, instructing these souls is not easy, since their poor intellectual capacity has to be taken into account and, in view of their guilt, their state of maturity lacks all awareness. Nevertheless, they hunger for explanations and are patient listeners when they are given to them. There is immense hardship in the kingdom of the beyond which, however, can be eased by you humans if you are willing to help them. If you take pity on these souls and your willingness to help gets motivated. For your loving thoughts are already experienced by them as a perceptible influx of strength, and therefore they will never leave a person who helps them with loving thoughts and an appeal to Jesus Christ to help these poor souls. The Divine Redeemer is always ready to raise the souls from the abyss, yet the law of love cannot be avoided, and if the soul itself is still unable to love, he will be satisfied with loving intercession and accept it as if it were offered by the soul itself. And they will find salvation through his love and mercy. People could contribute vastly to rescue souls from the darkness. They all are appealing to you. As soon as they enter your thoughts, you will know that they can be helped, that they are already in a state when they want help and that people's loving efforts will not be in vain. Help them, save them from their plight, and thereby contribute towards the soul's salvation who neglected to work for their perfection on earth, and who are therefore in utmost distress in the beyond, which only people's love can help to alleviate. Amen.